Welcome to the July 30th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchserver-virtualization.com. This week in virtualization, VMware offers new discounts and beefs up its security. Plus, we answer the question, what do Hyper-V admins want? I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
In our top story, if you're a VMware customer, you may have some discounts in your future. Here's how VMware's new Volume Purchasing Program, or VPP, works. You get points for buying VMware products, and the more points you earn, the larger your discount. They call it a kind of frequent flyer program for virtualization. Discounts start at 4%, and those kick in once you've spent $25,000. $25,000 is 250 points. And you can get a discount as high as 12% if you reach 1,750 points, which means you spend $175,000. VMware already had a purchasing program in place before, but this one is specifically for customers. Under the old program, VMware gave the discounts to distributors and resellers, and it was up to them if the customer got any of that money or not. But now customers keep track of their discounts and their points, which expire after 2 years, through a web portal. The VPP will mostly benefit SMBs because larger organizations often negotiate bigger discounts on their own. Now for some more VMware news, let's toss it over to Keith.
Thanks, Colin. VMware is also rolling out new security features, and the customers recently got a sneak peek. The new features called vShield Edge, vShield App, and Near Agentless Antivirus. They're targeted at large shops with complex security requirements. vShield Edge will augment the vShield Zone's virtual firewall. It's an internal firewall that's meant to segregate large business units within a data center. And it's designed to reduce VLAN sprawl while keeping applications isolated. Administrators can use vShield App to set rules and permissions for how applications interact. And Near Agentless Antivirus centralizes AV services in a virtual appliance away from production clusters. The goal is to reduce the performance problems and network bottlenecks that you get with AV agents and scans. In other news, revenue from VMware's entry-level vSphere Essentials bundle doubled from the first quarter to the second quarter. Essentials' regular price tag was $995, but VMware started a $495 promotion earlier this year. And just a few weeks ago, VMware made a $495 price tag permanent. The company said it's the magic number because IT managers have more authority to make purchases under $500. While VMware is gaining traction in the SMB market, it still faces stiff competition from Microsoft Hyper-V. Windows Server users get Hyper-V along with high availability and live migration for free. So ultimately, this bundle may sway some SMBs that are on the fence about virtualization.
Thanks, Keith. Speaking of Hyper-V, with the beta release of Hyper-V R2 Service Pack 1, our sister site, searchwindowsserver.com, asked admins what they like and don't like about the new version. As we talked about before, the biggest feature in SP1 is dynamic memory, which is Microsoft's answer to VMware's memory overcommit. But dynamic memory is only supported in Vista, Windows 7, and Windows Server 2003 and above. So that means a lot of legacy shops won't be able to take advantage. And other admins don't like the fact that you have to shut down VMs to apply dynamic memory. Instead of dynamic memory, admins said they would have liked higher CPU support limits, better dynamic disk performance, and some sort of data deduplication feature. Hyper-V R2 SP1 is in beta now and is due in the first half of next year. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele.
And I'm Keith Kessinger.
Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.